Hospitals around the nation face stiff penalties if their readmission rates are too high. So increasingly, health systems are focused on treating patients outside of their four walls. Jason DeBruin reports on local programs aimed at keeping patients healthier and out of hospitals.
Darnell Wilson lives off Gorman Street near NC State in Raleigh. He is less active than he used to be, a result of health problems that include congestive heart failure and gout.
Well, I normally sit right here every day. It's my sitting spot. Do I look all right?
He looked great. Darnell walks with a cane, which is an upgrade over the walker he used for a while. Inside, he talked about his younger years as a professional wrestler in the days before Hulkamania or John Cena.
I was a guy that set up the ring, then put on my trunks, wrestled for about 10 or 15 minutes until the place got big for the big stars to come in. I might have made $100 here, $100 there.
These days, he's less of a showman. Unfortunately, some of his health problems keep him in and out of the hospital.
It's uncomfortable, man, I tell you that much. And there's no joy in going in and out the hospital. I like my health to be to the point that I can spend a whole year out the hospital. I've been in and out the hospital about 5 times this year.
Hospitals are paying closer attention to patients like Darnell. If a patient is readmitted shortly after being discharged, the first hospital is dinged with a penalty. These readmission penalties were a provision of the Affordable Care Act. They have worked as a stick to change healthcare in meaningful ways. Now health systems work to keep patients healthier, not just treat them when they're sick. Community Care of North Carolina is one nonprofit that has helped. Ben McDonald is a registered nurse care manager and works with clients like Darnell. He helps people with very simple things like transportation to primary care or the pharmacy.
We found that a lot of why our patient populations were being readmitted was based on social determinants, not able to get their prescriptions, either couldn't afford them or couldn't get to the pharmacy to pick them up, didn't have the education, didn't have the access to the right kinds of food.
EMS now works differently too. First responders like Brandon Utley have seen their roles change drastically in just a few years.
EMS is rapidly moving from emergency medical services to medical services with an occasional emergency. We are the easiest access to healthcare. You call one number, everybody knows, it's free to call the number, and it's free for us to show up and treat you. Why would you do anything else? So we've had to adapt to that and learn how best to manage people rather than the old adage is you call and we haul.
One of the biggest contributors to an unnecessary readmission is as simple as access to medication. Patients get a prescription from their doctor, but if they don't have the ability to physically pick up the medicine, their prescription paper doesn't do much good. Utley says EMS are helping to solve these problems in simple but very meaningful ways.
Probably one of the biggest thing is obtaining a medication after discharge. And we're actually able to go physically to the pharmacy, obtain the medication, and bring it back to them.
Then coordinators like Ben McDonald with groups like Community Care follow up with clients shortly after they leave the hospital.
The risk factors for readmission are not having the right medications, not understanding what the red flags of their condition look like, and what to do if those red flags happen. So is there an intervention that can be done that doesn't require going to the hospital?
Darnell jokes that Ben gets on him too much about his eating habits, but knows Ben wants only what's best for him.
Chews me out all the time, so you're not listening. You just, well, look, man. Look, you're gaining the weight, and you know what to do. How many times do I have to tell you what to do, Darnell? But he's a good fella, you know what I mean?
And if that keeps more patients at home instead of the hospital, everybody wins. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
To see which hospitals had the highest penalties, visit WUNC.org.